Hey, Bob WP here, and welcome to WordPress Event Talk, a Do The Woo podcast show. WordPress Event Talk is brought to you by Managed WooCommerce Hosting at GoDaddy. As an agency, if your clients are looking to expand their store, you can deliver them a fully customized WooCommerce site. Stay tuned in while I tell you more about GoDaddy later in the show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to WordPress Event Talk. So a slightly different voice to you coming to you today, but if you've listened to Woo Biz Chat, you might know who this is. This is Marcus from Bluehost this time. And I have with me today the man, the myth, the legend, the one who puts all of this stuff together, Mr. Bob Dunn. How are you today, Bob?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Yeah, I like to stay behind the scenes most of the time, but I do sneak into shows every once in a while. So I'm doing good, and I'm glad to be here. This is going to be fun to talk about.
Dragged you in here, tooth and nail, forced you to bring your voice back to the show, because we have a very special guest today putting together a very special event coming up, and we want to have her talk about it. So welcome to the show. Also, Raquel Manriquez, how are you?
Hey, I'm well, friends. Super glad to be here.
Happy to have you. I think you have an event coming up. I think it's in April. Maybe we can get into it a little bit. PressConf, what's that all about? What do you have going on?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much to say, but yes.
What is it? Let's start with what is it?
It's a Business of WordPress event. So PressConf is a reiteration, a resurrection, a revival, all the adjectives, Pressonomics, if any of us remember that from 2012 to 2019, beloved Business of WordPress conference. And it's happening this April 23rd through 26th. And it really is a conference to serve those who drive the WordPress economy. It's not a conference necessarily for users. You don't go to this conference to learn how. You go to this conference to be inspired, to allow for serendipity, to start new ventures with others, and they rub shoulders with some of the biggest players in WordPress.
Yeah, that's cool, because I look at it as this other piece in the puzzle. I mean, we got WordCamps that we go to, and then we can go to other conferences. I go to CloudFest, which is very business oriented, but it's a humongous conference too. So kind of puts us in that special little spot, smaller, a little bit more intimate, more time to network. So you have this mission. I mean, this thing's probably been in your head for quite a while. How did it get out of your head and actually start happening? I mean, you had these thoughts. How did you get to the point where you are right now?
Yeah, a series of events. I think it honestly started, 10 years ago, and just being a part of press community, WordCamps, Pressonomics, and really starting to discover who I was and what I was gifted at, and took that with me. And long time organized for WordCamp Phoenix since 2015, been on and off the lead organizer, or had been on the org team. And when the pandemic hit, all of us just trying to get in-person events back and the struggle that came with it. And then when they finally did come back, especially with the flagships, we had Porto and San Diego, and then Asia finally happened, and we're getting back into the swing of things. And the sentiment started to be from a lot of, I mean this in an endearing way, but the old guard, right? Like, oh, we missed Pressonomics, or we missed this sort of like opportunity to start new ventures together with others. And we all love WordCamps and we go to WordCamps, but the hallway track was getting bigger and bigger, right? And so I would say probably in Athens is when I started to hear a lot of like, man, we need Pressonomics back. Then in DC last year, I guess I should be saying, so that was WordCamp US was DC, where Athens was WordCamp Europe. But in DC last year, really started to actually have this thought, this could happen. And I think I could really do this, but there still was a lot of self-doubt. And I was talking with Corey Miller, and we actually kind of, for a hot minute, tried to bring something back, but life happened and nothing happened. And then fast forward to just this last spring at WordCamp Asia in Taipei. I mean, the sentiment around, especially a lot of the product developers in WordPress, like they were like, man, we really need something back. And man, you're right. And I just started even talking with them. I'm like, I think I could do this. Do you think I could do this? And I was hearing a lot of affirmations. A lot of the community was like, oh my God, Raquel, if anybody could do it, you can do it. Like, you're the one who could bring this back. I'm like, okay, let me think. And I think I did that a lot the past year, was just a lot of, let me think, you know. And I was still a full-time mom as well. And so I kind of just kept pushing it off. But then sort of two catalysts happened. First one was at WordCamp Asia in Taipei, Robert Windisch. We were all hiking together, and he just made the comment that CloudFest is the new Pressnomics. And I was like, no. I was like, excuse me? And he's like, yeah, it's the new Pressnomics. And I was just flabbergasted. I'm like, I will not allow this. And so that really kind of started the fire. And then shortly after that, I was on a mastermind call for the WordPress community with a lot of the known community peeps in WordPress. And again, there was, in that call, they were saying how there, a lot of people are saying we need to start a WordCamp that's a business of WordPress. Literally, that was it. I got off the phone and I immediately contacted Josh Strubble and was like, what do we need to do? Then got in contact with Sally. Sort of the rest is history. There's a lot to be said there, but that was really the catalyst. What finally made me do it was those two sort of sentiments, which were great sentiments and obviously showing what we need, you know, but it just took that for me to finally get the ball rolling with Josh and Sally and go from there.
Yeah, there's plenty of context to be provided around why it's not Pressnomics again, because of the name and stuff. I know you reached out to Josh and Sally Strubble to kind of chat with them. You didn't need the green light from them, but you've been friends forever. Is there anything like advice-wise that they gave you in starting this back up? Like, you know, you were there, you know what's worked well, but like, here's what's worked well in the past, or like, here's how maybe it could be approached post-COVID in a different world. I mean, it's a different WordPress landscape now than it was 2012 to 2019. In those conversations with them, I'm just curious if there was any like advice you've gotten from them or anything about where this could go that maybe Pressnomics was, but could go further from where it was before.
Yeah, totally. To that whole point, at first, even my thoughts were, let's, you resurrect it, Sally, I'll be right there with you again, you know, but she's living the life. And so, and to your point, Marcus, like I didn't necessarily need the green light, but it was so important to me. It was so important to me to respect and honor what they built. And it was so precious to Sally. And that's my vibe. You guys know me, you know, others know me, but I am very much all about sincerity and being genuine with others. And I'm on this platform of love to this world. So it was important to me to get their blessing at least, even though it is completely a new event. But there was, yeah, there's definitely was some advice, you know, the last iteration there was, I think maybe at that point, people possibly got a little comfortable, too comfortable. I don't know if that's the best way to describe it, but there was, you know, times where the audience kind of got a little out of control at the 2019 iteration. So Sally did advise me like how to handle things like that. And it honestly, it's helped a lot because even in going forward with plans, my thoughts have been like, what culture do we need to set ahead of time to prevent that sort of outbreak, for lack of a better phrase, we're at the moment. But at the same time, you know, there is opportunity for feedback and for people to be able to share what they want to share, but that we need to like look at an opportunity of like more structured time of when that could happen. There was advice about like, you know, making sure to let people that should know, you know, that this is happening. You know, so like even at WordCamp US in Portland, just this last September, I did, you know, reach out to some key automaticians. It's like, hey, this is happening. Just want you to know, just again, in good faith. That's really all the reasons why, you know, and that is actually a lot of growth for me because I'm the type of person who in the past would have been like, I need permission, you know, and I think, I mean, I'm a recovering people pleaser and, you know, and I'll always be a recovering people pleaser, but that's the idea, right? Is that you're recovering. So you're growing, you're getting better. But for me, there's been a lot of liberty of knowing, like, I don't need anybody's permission, but I'm still gonna be on this platform of love and reach out and be respectful and be dignifying to others and their work. So that's just a few things I could think of that advice was given from.
Yeah, the culture is going to come primarily, I think, from like the team and speakers. I know that you're the head and the face of the event, but I know that you've put together quite a nice team. So I don't know if you want to tell people a little bit about the team, how you decided who to reach out to, and some of the folks that are helping out with the project.
Yeah, I love this part. Well, I always say, like, my very first was Carol Stambaugh. Carol Stambaugh is a mentor to me. We endearingly call her like Mama WordPress in the whole Valley, Phoenix, and she's been one of the longest running members of this WordPress community in Phoenix. And she's the heart and soul, like the backbone, and has been along my side the entire time. And she's incredibly gifted in WordPress and is, I swear, she's WordPress's best kept secret. But I'm not keeping the secret anymore. And so she's been along my side always with every WordCamp Phoenix iteration. And she knew that this has been brewing for so long. And so, I mean, I didn't even think that was ever like a formal, like, hey, you're going to help me. It was like, you're helping, right? Here's the first meeting, you know? But she's incredible. And she's definitely like my number one. And it's not about, you know, the numbers of hierarchy of your team, but she's just, it is what it is. She's just my right-hand woman. So Carol is there, and she's actually handling, her main job is handling all the speakers. And then from the WordCamp Phoenix team, also recruited Nathan Atkinson, who takes care of budget. And then I have Dave Ryan, known Bluehoster, also has just, he works on the website and he has a journalistic background. So he's just like, Dave's a bit of a unicorn. He probably doesn't want me to say that, but I believe he is. And he just can do a lot, you know, hardcore developer, but then just has some design and can write content. So he is taking care of the site, and I could not breathe without Dave, and I'm so glad he came on. He was the latest addition to the team. He just came on like a month or so ago, and he reads my mind. That's really what it comes down to. So those were the previous WordCamp Phoenix organizers that joined, but then just me reaching out to just talk and consult kind of incidentally recruited team members, and that was Brian Richard, whom I've known Brian for a really long time, Matt Medeiros, you know, and Matt Knight. Really good friends. And then my old manager at Elegant Themes, Nathan B. Weller. Nathan, just, we keep in contact with each other. And he's just was like, hey, I want to help. And I'm like, oh my gosh, yes. So, I mean, I think I hit everybody. Yeah, there's like seven of us. And so it's a small team. Then really, I just needed people to fill my gaps. You know, like I can't do everything, but they came along and joined. And if it's not obvious that I'm beaming because it's just the dream team. Like, I just love and respect every single one of them, and they've meant so much to me, even outside of organizing. These are like friends. So I'm excited. I'm super excited.
It's a nice balance of personalities and skills.
Yeah.
Totally. I think both Marcus and I know most of them, or all of them, actually. So that's great to hear.
So moving from the team to speakers, I think you're currently looking at speakers. What does that look like? How are you deciding? Obviously, there's a theme for the event. It's business of WordPress. So looking for people that are business minded. But how are you going about that? Is there a call for speakers? Are you reaching out to people personally?
Yeah, we're reverse engineering it. Like, it's been really interesting to do it this way. And it's new for me, but I'm loving it. We're inviting speakers first, and it is going by the big names. We're just, who in WordPress do you want to hear from? You know, and that's really what I've done with the team. Even is like, hey, you know, here at Notion, everyone just drop who you want to hear from all over the spectrum, you know, from automatic, from product developers, from WP Engine even. And we are just reaching out, and we're like, hey, we want you to speak, and we don't know what exactly you want to speak on. So first things first, do you accept? If you do, we're going to get on a call and we're going to like figure out what you're going to speak about. And I've been loving this. It's So it's basically figuring itself out. Like, again, we reverse engineered. So we first started with our schedule, right? So we figured out our schedule and we figured out like slots and how many. And then given the state of WordPress today, we're filling in those slots with like certain persons and how relevant they are to what we're doing. We're still inviting. So, I mean, if anybody even hears by the time we publish this, we're still inviting. So there's room. And I know that there have been some who have reached out to me. So if anyone is interested, you absolutely can reach out. And where we're still experimenting with a call for speakers is a couple of sessions where those sessions specifically are designed to have a call for speakers. Because we also are not, you know, we're not going to just showcase or ask to speak from those that are the most biggest names in WordPress. Yes, we do want that, but that's more because we want to hear from you. But we also want to showcase some new up and coming. We also are going to be innovative with like, I mean, I guess I'll just call it right now. I don't even mind, but there's a big push now in our community, new growing community of builders who came from page building communities. And that's my world. I'm, you know, Elegant Themes community manager, Divi. And there are people who don't even know what WordPress is, and they discover Divi, they discover Elementor, and then they're like, oh, what's WordPress? You know, because they think it's like a Squarespace competitor. But we're seeing, and especially in the podcast and YouTube world, this growing community of people entering into the WordPress community via page builders. So we definitely want to showcase that. We don't have the answers yet, but that's on our radar for sure. But it has been so much fun, Marcus. It's like different, you know. The whole reverse engineering is starting with your schedule first and then filling in with your speakers. We've never done that for VR call for speakers and then start to categorize the speakers and their talks by biz or, you know, like marketing or accessibility. And then we create our schedule. But nope, we're doing the complete opposite now. And we're figuring out the topics with the speakers themselves. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. And also different from WordCamp since it's a single track, right? So you don't have to choose between, oh, I'm going to miss this person because they're not being recorded. So you don't want to feel like you're missing out on a session or anything. It's just a single track.
One track on purpose. I've been saying this event is four hallway tracked peeps. I'm one of them. You are both one of them. You know, this is for us. So you don't want to miss these talks. You're going to want to be there. And it's one session, so it's not going to feel as overwhelming, you know, you're not going to have to choose. And that is really the idea, you know, it's like this intimate, we're on this together. All our hallway trackers are usually out in the hallway talking while the sessions are happening. Oh, but actually, no, this is for us. We get to go into this room together and we get to like have this talk, watch this session that we actually are like, we want to see. That sounds bad. It's not that we don't want to see other talks, but that's the beauty of a WordCamp is that it showcases a lot of new and up and coming people. And I'm for that. I'm very for that. But a lot of times you make your choice, right? As a product developer, as an agency owner, as those of us who have key roles in big companies, we use that time to network with each other. We use that time to schedule meetings. I've had plenty of companies reach out to me at all of the flagship events and said, hey, we've scheduled this room, this Ramada from this time to this time. Please meet with us. And they don't go to a single session. All they do is just meet with their VIPs or, you know, or desirables. And that's all grand and great, but you're not doing that at press conf. We're all going to go to the sessions together. We're going to like it.
Whether you're just starting to build that Woo shop for a client or looking to expand or scale an existing site, GoDaddy's e-commerce hosting solution is there for you and your projects. Expand a client store with access to thousands of extensions, or scale big time with conversion tools, multiple staff accounts, an integrated POS, marketplace integrations, and discounted shipping rates, plus a lot more. And if you continue to manage your site or you hand it over to the client, a single dashboard gives powerful tools such as online sales tracking and easy auto sync for all the store's inventory across the entire site. Plus, software, plugins, and extensions will be kept up to date, and regression and other testing is done continually to avoid site breakage. With that all said, keep your client sites humming along with e-commerce hosting from GoDaddy at GoDaddy.com.
On the networking side of things,
I feel like you will have some organized networking where it's not just the hallway track and the sessions themselves can be networking in a way, but that you will have opportunities laid out for people specifically for networking. Is that the case?
Yeah, totally. I mean, one, there's the social events. So day one in the afternoon when everybody's registering, after that is our welcome party. So, I mean, that's all it is, networking. And then there is like a Friday after party before fun day on Saturday. And then Saturday's fun day, all you're doing is either playing golf or not playing golf. We haven't figured it out yet, but that's, you're doing it with each other. So it's, again, it's more just off the cuff networking that you can do. Sarah, the middle evening Thursday is one of those open evenings that is allowed for other companies to do their own dinners or things like that, similar to a work camp. But otherwise, besides all those moments of opportunity, because our community has been so used to the hallway track, we recognize the work cut out for us, that we got to like get everybody get ready because we're not going to do that. So you're going to go to sessions. We're all going to go together. And you're going to want to, one, so that we're working on that part so much. But don't even worry about that, everybody. You're going to want to see these sessions. But we also are planning. We're still figuring it out because this is pretty new, innovative. We don't want to be speed networking, but we are planning a couple of sessions each day to basically have time to off the cuff, sort of unconferency time to network with each other, for lack of a better way to put it. But it's not going to be speed dating or speed, you know, like that sort of thing, speed networking. It's going to be different.
When's that ever going to go away?
Right. You still see it. It still exists. But the idea is that it's going to be time to unconference and to just kind of have moments where maybe at a WordCamp you would have scheduled time with somebody. So during that time, you could maybe use that to say, hey, let's you and I talk, and you could pre-organize it ahead of time. Or it could be like, we're going to just see what happens in that moment. But details still to come. We're still figuring that out.
Yeah, well, we'll get to the fact that tickets are on sale now. I do want to just sort of say out loud the elephant in the room. The ticket prices are a little bit higher than a WordCamp, and that's for a number of really great reasons that's what I want to ask you about. You're like paying people to speak and organize this, correct?
Yeah, everybody gets compensated. That's the idea. The organizers, everybody, like, even if it was like, I'm asking, or they're like, I want to join, I'm like, here's the compensation. Do you like that? And everyone's like, yes. You know, all of our speakers, we're not like, we're figuring out per speaker what works for them compensation wise. But yes, that is absolutely what is happening here. This, nobody's volunteering. I said earlier, Carol's job is speaker coordinator. That's because it's literally a job. You know, it's a contract. We're not volunteering. And we all know I'm very pro volunteering. I've poured my heart and soul into WordCamps, and I will always love it and continue to support that. I'm also a recovering serial volunteer.
Yeah, but it's an incredible amount of work.
Exactly.
And so the fact that you're able to do that and have decided that is the way to go, I truly admire. And I'm just curious, like, what the reception is for that. Do people feel like a different sense of freedom in being able to kind of do the things they want to do, not burdened by like finding, I don't know, an odd hour here or there to volunteer time? What has the reception been like? Obviously the speakers know when you're reaching out to them. Are they like, oh, this is different, you know?
Yeah. I mean, so far, all of our speakers that we've started even conversation with, that so far hasn't come up too much yet. I think it's because, best way to describe it is, their level in life and success is that's not their number one. But others, especially if we do a call for, you know, we're definitely going to make sure that's one of the first things, because that's just a different, like, even me, I'm not post-economic. If someone were to invite me somewhere, you know, like compensation would be an important aspect for me to consider, right? But no, honestly, it's been received really well overall. And like I said, that was the hard part with speakers. With orgs, it was pretty, everybody liked their compensation and was on board. That was the easy part. But speakers, it's like a case-by-case basis. It's like, okay, I don't want to embarrass you right now and offer this, because you are obviously very successful. So what is valuable to you? So it is really a case-by-case basis. And so far, everybody's been great. That is why the prices are what they are. Also, everybody knows there's things to consider. It's only slightly more than the 2019 Pressnomics. Guys, 2019 was 5 years ago, and it'd actually be 6 years ago when this event happened. So,
no, that doesn't make any sense.
I know. And truth be told, I was keen. Everyone's going to lose their shit. Like, this is like 6x a WordCamp cost, you know? And they're like, they had to help me understand where we're at today in today's economy and the value that this conference provides, right? Like, there's so much value. And to that point, the hotel room blocks, cheaper than almost any flagship WordCamp we've been to in the past since the pandemic. It's literally cheaper than any of it. So there's some value when you look at your expenses. There's some relief. At least the hotels are like less. Like, the hotels are the same exact price they were in 2019. So I'm very glad about that. I'm like, yay.
Yeah, the Tempe Mission Palms looks amazing too. I've heard nothing but good things about it and how conducive it is to like hanging out together, and that all that like organic networking will happen just from even being in the same place.
I'm glad that, because the last time I was at Tempe Mission Palms, 2017, because in 2019 it was in Tucson. But all the other times before that, it was almost always Tempe Mission Palms. And because I'm hoping, because the reputation was that like our event in particular got a little loud. And it wasn't loud and obnoxious. It was because we would be up late in the courtyards talking to each other. And, you know, voices can get a little loud. If anybody's hung out with me, they would know that. But I love that. And so to your point, oh man, like it's just the whole courtyard and the ability to just, everybody's together. So you just run into each other, it's spread out. And I get it. No, even at a WordCamp, we don't want that. I've been in the organizer hat. We want that central location. You just can't always make it happen. And now we can. So, oh man, it's going to be great. And to that point, I have seen people like talk about Airbnb and all that. Like, that's fine, but you're going to want to be there. You're going to want to be at the hotel. You could choose roommates. There's options with the hotel bookings that you could have up to 4 people in a room. So definitely get creative if anybody's concerned about costs, because being there is so, so much part of the magic.
So with all of this said, and some of our listeners are businesses, even owners of large businesses and agencies, sponsorships. So everything you've said and how you're going to have the sessions, I'm trying to picture how sponsorships fit into this, or really what a sponsor can expect, because it is a unique opportunity. And of course, there's a lot of sponsors in the space that would love being there because of the audience there. So give me a picture of what, even as a sponsor, what you'll be given as far as visibility or little extra bonuses or whatever.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple of options, and anybody could see it on our sponsor page on the site, but there's really 2 base options. You're either a community sponsor or you're a booth sponsor. There's only a few booth spots. In total, there's 8 spots available. And those booths, boom, are not like a flagship WordCamp. It's not like this trade show 20x20 experience, which is great, but the booths are going to be like an 8-foot table and you can have a backdrop. So it's going to be very similar to a local camp, but it'll feel like, if anybody, I know Marcus has definitely been to more of a super camp style, like how like even traditionally where Camp Phoenix has been. And so the booths are there to provide people who that matters still opportunity to have physical presence. But PressConf is the attendees there are, for the sponsors, for them, it's like, okay, these are the decision makers. These are the big players. These are not the users. Obviously, we're all, the bottom level, we're all users, but just the users, as valuable as that is, this conference is for more. So if you're a sponsor, you're going to get access to the decision makers for the major products in WordPress. And I can tell you right now, the attendees that have signed up so far are exactly those. Our attendees page is about to be published, and that attendees page is already the who's who of WordPress. Absolutely. My mind, it shouldn't be blown, but no matter what, whenever anybody loves me, and that's how I interpret it all, it's like, you actually love me? Like, it makes me so giddy. Like, whenever someone's like, I think you're my friend, I'm like, oh, Are you serious? Because I love you. And I think you're my friend too. So when I see that attendee page, I'm just like so giddy. But it's the attendees that the sponsors want to rub shoulders with. Absolutely, it is. And that's really the key. And so even having booth space, you don't even need to have a person there to be at the booth. You could just set up swag, you know. But of course, you have the opportunity to. People will still have the opportunity, just like at a WordCamp, to do giveaways and things like that. And all of that stipulated in our sponsored packages. But from that point, because I know how our community likes to be at those two base options, you can then add on. We have party sponsors, which we definitely have gotten from WordCamp Phoenix, and we've always loved it. Is obviously all of the sponsorships comes with product or brand placement all over the place and external links and things like that. But this one allows you to have like billing brand everywhere. You know, you just got like, you know, welcome dinner party brought to you by this company. And then you get to name the desserts and some appetizers. And I always love that. Like, oh man, we've had some good ones over the years. We have an opportunity to sponsor a snack shack. So any Pressonomics alum know the snack shack is legendary. I say this from their POV. I'm not even one who like was like diehard snack shack. And that's probably because I just not really that much of a snacker. But the snack shack is literally this room with every sort of snack possible. And it's unlimited to all, every single attendee all day long from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., both the session days. And I mean, you don't even need to eat breakfast. You could just go there because they'll have like continental breakfast style. So we're like, okay, well, this needs a sponsor. So we definitely are going to have like our snack shack sponsored by somebody and or like whatever company wants to. But again, they'll get, you know, and everybody knows if anybody sponsored any sort of WordCamp, we know how this works, but you get a lot of shout outs. Like, make sure you check out the snack shack brought to you by e.g. Bluehost, you know, things like that. And then, of course, there's some other, like, this is the fun part that we don't get to do at a WordCamp, but like some branding options too, like lanyards and hotel key cards and notebooks and things like that. The funny part was we asked, and we want to do elevator wraps. The venue won't let us. The venue won't let us do the elevator wraps. But to summarize, the attendees that come to this event are, it's you getting access as a sponsor to the ones that you've been wanting access to, those who are making the decisions for their companies. And these companies are the most successful companies in WordPress. So that is really the benefit.
Yeah, it seems like even as a small booth, you have a little home base there. And I know there's a price to it, but you could have somebody there and people would know that whoever and whenever you want to talk to somebody from one of the sponsors, somebody will be there. Okay, I have a thought. I'm here in Porto, Portugal, and there's different reasons I may choose not to go do it, but also I have CloudFest and WordCamp Asia that, you know, I'm going. Do you hope or is there a wish that others will pick this up globally, this concept, and, you know, maybe have something in you? I mean, you know, you can't be going all around the world doing this and stuff. How can we make this more accessible to, because there's a lot of business leaders that probably would love to go do it, but resources or time, it just might be another thing that gets in the way. So what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, a few thoughts. One, I think Marcus nailed it. And I think Marcus knows me enough that I absolutely would travel all over the world and put this event on. I absolutely would. And I had the freedom to now, like I mentioned earlier, I had kids that kind of thwarted me from starting this in the past. And that's because I was decidedly their mom. And I was going to mom them until they graduated from high school. And I'll always be their mom. But that physical part of motherhood is just no longer relevant, right? Like things change. Your kids go off to college. And so now I have the availability. Now I have the time. And I want to do that. So one part is Pressonomics in the past and PressConf. We have always attracted an international crowd. So there's definitely been people who came from all over the world, who came from Australia, came from India, and came from Europe for sure, like all over in attendance. And we were strategic when we placed our dates. Like we respected CloudFest and we respected WordCamp Europe's. And WordCamp Asia is in February this year, you know? So we definitely nestled it with some good padding in between all of those events because we wanted to make it accessible to everybody. At the same time, I get it. I get that, you know, we can't go to everything and people are going to have to make choices. But yeah, there's already talks of bringing a PressFomix to Europe. I'm sorry, PressConf. I'm going to keep doing that, guys. There is already talks of bringing PressConf to Europe with and to share it with like other sort of European-based, I would say, brands. And then there's also talk of other known brands in our space, in our WordPress space, of also starting another business of WordPress conference that would not be a press conf, but that I would still be a key player in, and that this would serve, yes, the whole world, but just to share the love would be based in Europe. And it would still be business of, but, you know, business press conf is raw, unfiltered, getting nitty gritty with each other. This other iteration would be more like the polished, buttoned up, like recorded sessions, business of WordPress conference. So there's definitely at least, this is a good thing that's happening right now. Off the top of my head, I could think of already three other independent events that are being talked about right now that is still WordPress and not even just business, but also even more dev focused events that are all being talked about. And I'm super excited about that.
Well, and I'm sure you would enjoy another trip to Porto, you know. It's good that you're getting this back on track because that may get other people thinking, inspire other people. So very cool. Do you have any other things you want to ask before we get out of here, Marcus?
No, I was just going to say, I think it's really cool. It's not a like proof of concept of independent WordPress event because Pressnomics went for years. It's sort of a like reaffirmation that kind of an event can exist in the WordPress landscape. And so I'm excited for that to showcase itself for some other, like you said, some other independent events to pop up. WordCamps will continue to happen. They'll continue to be what they are and be amazing, but there's room for other independent events to come alongside those and do some different things and have some freedom to be creative in different ways. And I think that's really cool to see. No, that's all I had. Raquel, if you want to share where people can find out more about PressConf and get tickets and all of that so we can see some more people in April, let people know where they can do that.
Yeah, well, website is pressconf.event. Pretty easy to remember. And we're everywhere. We are on Twitter. We're on now Blue Sky, along with the whole rest of WordPress. we're on it. You could also reach out to me. You can reach out to any of the team, but they're probably going to send you to me. And it's pretty much PressConf everywhere. I mean, it would not be hard to find without having to list off every single exact handle for all of the places.
They're all on the website.
Exactly. And the website is very informative. Dave went to town. I mean, if anyone has any further questions after not scouring that site, I'd be surprised. But there's so much resource there to learn from, learn about. But again, you could sign up for our email and reach out to us if you have any other questions. Don't be shy.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being with us, Raquel. Thanks for coming out from some dark closet and joining us, Bob.
Yeah. You know I'm always here, but not always. Physically or
always lurking in the background, but got you to be in the foreground this time.
No, thanks. It's always fun to pop in every once in a while. And it was funny because I did first ping Matt Medeiros about this and he right away, guess who he sent me to?
Yeah, Matt got that a lot last week. He was like, everyone keeps reaching out to me. And I'm like, I love it because they're all like, surprise, it's Raquel. I was totally cool with it.
Well, thanks again, Raquel. This has been great. And yeah, I know a lot of our listeners, this would be the ideal if you're able to make it.
Yeah.
An event you probably certainly don't want to miss. And yeah, do reach out if you have any questions to Raquel. And yeah, appreciate you joining us. And we will keep you updated via the blog or anything else over on Do the Blue on any of the updates coming our way from PressComp. So thank you. Have a good one.
Bye.